It's over there behind you. Don't worry about it.
Coming to you direct from the After Hours Lounge in the back room of the best cigar shop east and just west of this very location, it's the Cigar Hats. Better known as a bunch of hats, cigars, etc. All right, Ricky, what do you say?
Hey, 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 we're up here in Londonderry, New Hampshire. We're at one of our favorite places. We're up here at Twins for a very, very special show. This is the Bartender's Show.
Bartender episode. Okay, panel of hacks, this is Norman R. We got the Sparky over here.
Welcome, everybody. Good to always be back at Twins. Can't wait to get the insight from all these awesome bartenders. And hope everybody enjoys the show.
Okay, we got the GC himself, Alex. Always almost done.
Just finished up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Yeah, always almost done. That's me. So, Dave, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When's it okay to beat up a midget?
I don't know, but we have an expert on that topic today.
Well, when he stands next to your wife and says her hair smells good.
Oh, man. So we need you got to get one of these.
Just got that.
There you go.
Took me a minute.
That's perfect. You just got it, huh?
It took me a second, yeah. I thought he was telling a real... I didn't know it was a joke. I thought he was actually asking her a question.
It's a real thing.
Just thinking about it.
I didn't know the answer. All right, we got the big hose. Bill, the big hose.
Well, it's Bill here. I'm short a guy. My sidekick, Joey, he wishes he could be here. He's in Florida having a good time in Ybor City. But this is going to be a show not to miss.
That's right. Okay, now we got Nurse Rick, Enema Boy.
This town needs an enema.
Enema Boy's in the house. Looking forward to this.
All right, we got some bartenders in the
we
house.
We do have
Go
some
ahead,
bartenders. So, we have all the way from Castro's up in Manchester, New Hampshire. We have Kaylee the Kitchen Marauder.
Miss her kids, her lover. That girl is...
I thought I was slaying drinks, not cooking food in the kitchen there.
Well, oh, slamming.
The slammer. Kitchen slammer.
Got it going down,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. All right.
And then we have, from Twins, the man himself. This is Tyler, the head of the liquor.
That's pretty good. How's it going? Glad to be part of it. I think it's going to be fun. As long as you guys don't ask too tricky questions.
Tricky questions.
I have some beauties.
Tricky questions. All right. So you're the liquor head, huh?
The liquor
I've
head.
I've been called a lot worse than that.
Okay.
You're a liquor?
I'm a liquor in the front? Yeah.
All right, Ricky. One more.
Coming from Grumpy's, one of the newest locations,
yep.
And we have an old timer. His name is White Chocolate.
Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Appreciate you guys having me. It's nice to come to another shop and see what you guys do and learn a little bit, and this is good for me. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, and then this is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man!
Of what I just don't know.
Okay, our segments include Hidden Earth Blind Cigar Review. We have a nice Toro, nice dark chocolate Toro tonight. And then we get current events in the cigar world. Who's reading current events tonight? I'll figure it out, but
Alex has a sheet.
Alex has a sheet.
Yeah, we're down to Q. We got 17.
And Alex is drinking, so that's good.
That's good.
Perfect.
Yeah. We're all drinking. We'll get into that in a minute. And then we got Local Spotlight Cigar Lounge Review. We're going to talk about all the shops tonight.
We are.
Okay, and
we got a little trivia too.
And then we, instead of controversy corner, well, it'll be controversy.
Yeah,
yeah, it will be. We'll have some bartender trivia for controversy corner, where we expose the ugly underbelly of possible truth, along with Hidden Earth Revealed and Hidden Earth Recap. Find us all over the internet, usual places: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, cigarhacks.com.
And Facebook.
Facebook. Okay, and then we have it. So let's get the cigar going here. Everybody's got their drinks ready already, so that's good. Who wants to describe this sucker?
I hate the taste.
I you don't like cinnamon it? Off that.
Really? I got a wanky, wanky taste on this.
I don't know. He's got a wanky taste. I get that, yeah.
A cutter.
Yeah.
Right, I get the cinnamon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe some cinnamon.
Straight?
I like it.
You like it?
It has an odd, odd taste.
All right, anything on the foot? Nothing.
Grass.
Absolutely nothing.
I'll tell you, I like the wraps, you guys. It's a nice touch. That's nice.
This is, yeah, we cover up the band. Yeah. So you don't know what it is.
Yeah,
until
I like
we
that.
Do the reveal. Yeah. And then you can guess what it is, and when you guess, I'll do this. Yeah, it'll be all good. And he's already lighting his head of the music.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. All right.
Okay, play the music.
All right, here we go. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, let's get them going here. Here's my lighter. Well, welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Thank you.
This is first time for Kaylee, first time for Tyler.
Cutter.
Walter's been on a couple of times already.
The
Walter's
cutting,
a cut, veteran, right?
The cutting utensil.
Yeah, it's on the
lighter. Oh, it is? How do you do that?
Turn it around.
Cool.
The other end.
Yeah.
Pull it out from the end, right there. Pull that out.
Nice. Cool.
And you got a V cut.
Nice.
Very,
it's
kind cool.
of built into the lighter. It's a little tricky. Sometimes the device.
That's cool. That actually has a V-cut.
That's
yeah,
nice. Yeah.
And then it, yeah, $25 online.
Oh. I was gonna say mine's got a punch.
I got that
on
from two guys. Yeah,
Alex, I thought yours was lit already. I didn't mean to scope your lighter, make you late like that.
It's all good.
There you go, Tyler.
All good.
You need, oh, you good?
I took Alex's before he had a chance to use it.
Oh, all right.
Wow, this has a bite to it.
I like this one.
Is this an LFD?
That would be a...
It's a DBS.
It's a what?
DBS.
No, this ain't DBS. Rocky.
I could tell what it is just by feeling it.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking
you know
about
where, just by feeling it? What is it?
I think it's a Leaguer. I felt a lot of cigars, Dave.
It's yeah. really good.
I feel everybody's cigar when they come into the shop. To make
not
sure
a,
it's
not illegal.
Okay. Make sure it's good.
Are we smoking one of the Agonosis?
That would be a Negatory.
Yeah. Bill, what is it?
I give me a few more minutes.
I'm liking this one.
It's very okay. smooth.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a retro I like on this one.
All right, my last guest, Tatuaje.
I was just about to say that.
Okay. Trying. We're smoking a blind cigar.
It's not a street wow. taco, is it?
No, it isn't. The retrohale is really smooth on this one. Like, no burn at all.
Yeah.
I got it. It's a My Father's.
That would be wrong. Wow. Okay. All right. Time all right. for the troops, guys. Ricky, to the troops.
Big shout out to our troops fighting the good fight here in this country and abroad. We honor you. We respect you. To the family of the Bill Ricker policeman that died, we're very, very sorry. You know, and to everybody out there, all the first responders, you got a tough job, and you're not forgotten. So thank you. Amen.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Cover a couple of news items. New England Cigar Expo tickets went on sale. Last Saturday, okay, this is airing next Monday.
Okay.
So this will be, the tickets will have air, went on sale Saturday, and they're probably sold out by now.
Right.
Because they usually sell out in 1 or 2 days. And the expo will be the end of September. And then we have ticket sales for the Smokin' O's Cigar Festival 2024, closed on Wednesday, May 1st.
Uh-huh.
So that's down at Best Cigar Pub in the Poconos. There they have their cigar festival. And that's going to be a big deal down there. It's their first one. And here at Twins, we get the 724 Barbershops now open. Mm-hmm. Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, 11 to 6. Is that
yep.
correct?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Okay, you put reservations in online. Is that how it works?
Yep, yep. Just visit our website, twinsmokeshop.com. Click the little menu button up in the corner and... You can hit the barbershop and go from there.
So we were going to ask the people of Twins, if Bill comes in here and volunteers to shave completely, what does he get? Does he get anything special from Twins? A T-shirt?
We might have to put a picture on the website of that one, depending on how that comes out. But we do the head too, head and beard.
There's nothing up top.
Complete clean shaven.
Hey, Sean.
Complete clean, yeah.
If Bill comes to your barbershop and shaves completely off, can he get a T-shirt out of the deal?
Sure.
He wants to see that.
You're supposed to say no.
That ain't gonna happen.
All right, we'll throw a hat in, too.
We'll throw a hat in.
I would say a lifetime of free haircuts because he's never going to do it again.
You got that right. That's perfect.
That's
okay,
great.
That's it for the news. So go ahead, start grilling the
Okay, so we have three bartenders here, each with a little bit of a different genre of people that come in, a little bit of different culture.
Three different cigar bars.
Three different cigar bars, and luckily we visit them all. So I wrote up some questions, and what I did was I went on the internet and I looked at all different websites, spent a good hour on the stuff.
While you were at work?
No. Oh, okay. I'm not going to say that.
Dead guy laying there, and he's over here.
I figure the most experienced is probably you, Tyler, because not so much as a bartender, but you've been around liquor probably a lot longer.
Yeah, I've been around the industry for a long time.
The first question goes to any of you. Tell me, what are the five P's, letter P, of bartending? This is what they teach you. If you go to bartender school, you learn this the first day you go.
First off, I never went to bartending school.
I know.
You go to bartending school?
Absolutely not.
You go to bartending school?
No. I actually did. I took like a tips class
years ago. To any restaurant, though. No, not special.
So the five P's of bartending: pride, passion, preparation, professionalism, and presentation.
Yeah, that's exactly why I did not go to bartending school.
Okay, so I think that the best way, I'll just throw this out there. Can you guys tell me what the six primary liquors are?
The six primaries?
And since there's three of you, go ahead, Kaylee, you go first with one of them.
Well, tequila.
Okay.
Vodka.
Vodka.
Beer.
No.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Gin.
Gin. Good.
Rum.
Rum, good.
Whiskey.
Whiskey. And what's the last one? Last one's a little tough, but
I was just going to say scotch, but it's not. It's going to be like a...
It's a girl's name.
It is, and it's a famous song. The Sailor Said...
Oh, Brandy? Really? That's one of my favorite songs. Yeah. I'll actually sing that at karaoke now. You guys do karaoke.
Are you going to bless us with a little song?
I sang Lionel Richie at our shop a couple weeks ago. I sang two Lionel Richie songs. Nate was actually playing in his band.
They're rocking karaoke over there?
No, it's actually band. Nate was playing in his band, and I got up and sang a couple Lionel Richie songs.
So
that is pretty awesome. Yeah.
I am going to ask each of you a question. Tyler, I'm going to give you the hardest question. But let's start off with Kaylee. What is the number one ordered cocktail in the world?
Number one ordered cocktail?
In the world, and it's been served in all three of your locations.
Probably a martini or an old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned. Good.
Old-fashioned was my first guess, but martinis are popular everywhere.
White chocolate. Yes, Walter, what is the king of all cocktails? It is considered the king.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And you also have made these. And if you listen to Kaylee, you might have heard.
Well, you know what? Is it going to be the same thing? Okay, an old fashioned.
No.
What's the other thing she said?
What's the other thing she said?
I wasn't listening.
At least he's honest.
Martini. I'm sorry.
A martini.
I was thinking. I wasn't listening. See, I got ADD or something. Right?
And this question, I had no idea. I asked Dave, and he nails it right off the bat. What is the hardest drink for a bartender to make in America?
The hardest?
The hardest drink to make. And I even have, I'll tell you what it's made out of. It's made out of 15 milliliters of gin, half an ounce of lemon juice, a half of an ounce of lime juice, 1 ounce of heavy cream, a dash of orange blossom water, one fresh egg white, and soda water on top. Dave nailed it just right off the bat because he said he had one. Do you know what it's called?
I got no idea.
The Ramos Gin Fizz.
It's an awesome drink. It's tough to make.
It's too bougie for Castro's. Yeah. We don't serve egg white.
I got the ingredients. What is the number one alcohol in America?
Vodka.
No.
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Who said whiskey? Very good. Okay.
What are the prizes? I got to know the prizes so I can.
There are no prizes.
No incentive.
I thought something.
Free cigars.
Free cigar. All right.
Known as the strongest, deadliest cocktail in the world, this is 100% all alcohol with no mixers. Is known as what? And I will tell you what it is. It's 40% gin.
Long Island iced tea.
40% vodka. Nope. Close though. 40% brandy, 40% blackberry liquor, and something called absinthe, 45%, all mixed together in this giant drink, and they call it the deadliest. What is it?
No, Grateful Dead?
Nope.
Whatever it is, it sounds disgusting.
It's called...
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good.
No,
and it's named like after it's named after a hooker in the 1900s. It's known all throughout Texas, and it's known as the Aunt Roberta.
How does a hooker get her own drink?
Let's talk
about that.
You know,
call your Aunt Roberta, find out.
But according to many sites, they said Aunt Roberta is called the number, all throughout California, it is the number one deadliest.
Jeez.
More people have died after drinking it.
Mm.
So, all right. So this is, Kaylee, this is an interesting one. What is a code to alert a bartender that a customer is in danger? And it's a national,
Oh, I know this.
It's a national thing at all bars.
I think I know what it is.
If a woman is in trouble.
This thing?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
What? Nope. There's something that they ask for. It's a type of drink.
Yes, I know.
They ask for it, and it should alert all bartenders.
Jeez. This is bad, because I know this.
Angel shot?
It's called the angel shot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's called the angel shot.
Ask me why I know that.
How do you know that?
If a woman goes up to a bartender.
How many bars you got?
And according to what I read, if a woman goes up to a bartender and says, I'd like to order an angel shot, you're supposed to call 911 immediately.
Wow.
So you've been making sure you don't hear the lady say that to the bartender before you go crazy.
Damn it. My ruse is over. All right.
Okay.
I've had a couple dates.
Anybody at the table can answer this. Anybody at the table. Sino Silla Kappa Phobia is the fear of what? Sino Silly Kappa Phobia is the fear of what?
Long words.
And it's related to a bar.
Exactly what I thought first. Yeah.
It's related to a bar. And it's a real phobia. I almost died when
I
read it.
Taking home a fat chick.
Give us...
No.
Some guys aren't scared of that. Some guys go for that.
C-E-N-O-S-I-L-L-I-C-A-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Just recite the alphabet to us.
No. Dirty glasses?
Nope, but you're close. An empty glass.
Oh, there you go.
An empty glass. It is. And the last question. Cigar pairings. The three best alcohols to pair with cigars would include these three. What are they?
Bourbon. Scotch.
Nope.
Rum.
Dark rum. And the third, think high end. Real high end.
I instantly thought port wine, but...
Yeah, wine too. Yeah. That's what I was
wine thinking. Is nice.
High end?
The three top. Think very high end. Think...
Champagne.
Cognac. You know why it's rum? Because rum is a tropically thing, and cigars are tropically, you know, that region.
Cuba.
So.
So,
you know, the Dominican and Puerto Rico, and you make a lot of good rums.
The last thing I want to ask each of you is, what is the oddest thing that has ever happened while you've been a bartender? Kaylee.
Oddest, scariest, creepiest? Which
just,
one?
Just the oddest. The most bizarre thing you've ever seen as a bartender.
Man, I work at Castro's.
I know.
How do you want me to limit this for you?
Any way you want. What's the strangest thing you ever saw? Strangest order you ever got? Anything?
I mean, I don't know. There's like shoeless people that come walking through. Like, I'm not sure. Let me think about that.
Okay.
Come back.
Tyler, in your whole career.
Oh, man, there's so many. One of the ones that stands out was a long time ago when I was working. I was at a nightclub And at the end of the night, there was always something crazy to find. Women on the floor in the bathroom and all kinds of different stuff. But our offices were in the basement, and there was a like a gathering room in the basement that all the bartenders would count all their tips at. And a guy, a customer that was in there, made his way down into this room in the basement and was hiding in the corner behind some cushions for the outside patio furniture that was stored down there because it was in the wintertime. And he sat down there, watched all the bartenders, all the girls and guys count all their tips. We put all the money in the safe, closed up shop, everything. He waited probably 2.5-3 hours and waited till everybody was gone. And then he went, tried to break into the safe, couldn't get into the safe. So he raided all the drawers and everything in the office, couldn't find any cash. So he went upstairs and he couldn't figure out the locks on the door to get out because there was locks at the top and bottom as well as like your key locks. So he unlocked the door locks themselves, but he didn't see like the deadbolt style locks. So he couldn't figure out how to get out. And while he's trying to figure out the doors, he ended up setting the alarm off. So the other manager and myself got alerts that it was going off. So we ended up having to turn around, and we got there when the cops got there, and we opened up the doors for the cops, and the guy had given up on life in general and was sitting at the bar. He had cracked himself a Coors Light, and he was just waiting for the cops to come.
It's like the rehab song, Bartender, right there.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
What about you, Walter?
So I've been bartending off and on for 20 years. I mean, at Grumpy's, fortunately, we don't have any crazy stuff right now.
Give it time.
You know, the ladies do love white chocolate, so once in a while I get people asking me if they can dance behind the bar with me and stuff. And but the craziest thing was, like 15 years ago now, I'm bartending, and my buddy Rich is at the bar with his girlfriend, and they were getting little hands on each other, and all of a sudden they took off. And like, I don't know how long later, I go back in the kitchen, and I flip on the fridge, and they're on the dishwasher table, you know, getting to know each other. Yeah.
So like, what the exchanging pronouns.
Yes, they were working, you know, getting to know each other better on the dishwasher. So I sat there for a minute, and then I sat there for another minute. And I walked away. I grabbed a piece of chocolate cake, and I went back to the bar. I just sat there trying to pry. I don't know. Like, do I kick him out? He's my buddy Richie. He's going to grill. You know? But, yeah, that was a little weird.
You just ask him if they can clean some dishes.
Yeah, I said, hey, you guys, like,
at least sanitize
that. After. I mean, I didn't own the place or anything, so at the time it was just kind of fun. You know, fun for him.
All right, Kaylee.
All right, well, I got a little bit of a funny one. We had this guy would come up from Alabama, and late night at Castro's on a Sunday, you know, it's pretty low key. So we're just, you know, hanging out, like four or five of us playing, you know, giant Jenga late night. Killer's gone. I'm just the only one running the shop until it's time to close the doors. And we're sitting there, and we're like, all of a sudden, we're playing Jenga with this guy, Kevin. We think he just ups and leaves. We're hanging out for like another 2 hours. All of a sudden, we're like getting ready to close. We're like, oh, it sucks that Kevin didn't say goodbye. Like, you know, he went to Alabama. He won't be back for like 6 months. You know, not going to see him. Getting ready to close, all of a sudden, we like turn around to go to leave. We look back at the bar, and there's Kevin. And Kevin decided to lock himself in the bathroom and take like a 3-hour nap. And we had thought that somebody had just locked the door and that nobody was inside of the back bathroom. So, long story short, Kevin would have been locked inside of Castro's overnight if we would have left like 5 minutes before he walked out of there. So,
oh my God.
So now whenever he comes back, everybody just throws their hands up and goes, "Where's Kevin?" It's a pretty funny one.
The best bartender story I have is we went skiing, and we were all in Vermont up at Stowe, and they have this very large 2-balcony bar, and we asked for kamikazes. And it was a female bartender, and she makes these shots, and there's like 11 of us. We all do the shot, and everybody's looking at it going, what the hell was that? After like the third time of explaining, she's lining up free shots. We're all doing the shots. We're telling her it's wrong. So our friend Ziggy gets behind the bar. Now he's pouring. He never bartended a day in his life. We must have drank 6, 7, 8 shots apiece.
Jeez.
I was up on the balcony with a drink. I'm pretty loaded, and I'm talking to somebody, and it had some sort of red cocktail juice in it. And the next minute, I went like this to drink, and it was like, I'm going, what the hell happened to my drink? I was over the balcony. I dropped it. And I hit this woman.
Oh, shit.
It hit the floor, and it just covered her.
Oh, man.
And I'm looking over the railing, and I'm like... And this poor guy, John's going, what? What?
That actually, that reminds me of one that I haven't thought about in a long time. It was when I first started bartending, like not even a year in. And there's a shot called the Tidal Wave shot.
Yep.
You ever heard of that? And, I mean, everybody make, all bartenders all over the world make certain things a little bit different. But basically, it's just a shot. A lot of people just do blue carousel. But when the person takes the shot, you grab the soda gun, you put your finger over it, and you hose them down with water. Hence the Tidal Wave name. So I was working, and a group of ladies came in, and they ordered... One of them, it must have been her birthday or something, because the other girls ordered a Tidal Wave shot for her, and I was like, all right. Well, the soda gun, the water button, and the cranberry button are real close.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Real close. And
red tide.
Oh, yeah. And they were celebrating something, and she was not impressed. I bought the tab, and... did everything I could to make that up, but yeah, she was not impressed.
She's wearing a white dress.
What's that?
Collar carry at the end of it.
I know, right? Yeah. She looked like that.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it was not
red tide. Red tide.
You guys ever go to those bars? You see the videos where like you take a shot and the girl slaps you.
Hurricane shot.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. I am dying to do that for my job.
You take a shot.
Are you guys ready?
The funniest shot.
Jim's the first one to jump on board with that one.
The funniest shot I ever saw was at Dick's Last Resort in Boston. A woman, she had to be maybe 60, 65, orders her husband a blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
This very, very attractive female bartender places the shot between his legs and puts whipped cream all over it. They then blindfold him, and they bring over this guy who was, he was a big, burly guy, and he went down to do the shot, and the old man, like, they grabbed his hands to put it on his ear, and he had long hair. So he does the shot, and when the guy ever pulled down, the crowd went nuts.
That's awesome.
He was mortified. Very funny. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. And the old guy, I mean, he was mortified. And the guy was a monster. And I thought, oh my. But it was so funny. And she's going, you ready, sweetie? You ready? This big boy grabs the drink.
I hope nobody took a picture of that.
Oh, my God, were we dying. And it was funny there because I don't know if you guys have been to Dick's Last Resort, but if you take your jacket off and give it to them, they take your jacket like they're going to put it in the coat room and just toss it. It's like wherever it lands, it lands. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, you go there and everybody thinks it's funny. I do that here.
Yeah. You get 2 stars on Google.
Yeah, exactly. You get roasted on reviews. It's not fair.
Although I do enjoy watching you spin those bottles.
That is really cool. It spins the menu,
really
spins
cool.
The ball.
I watch every once in a while. I watch him playing with bottles.
Yeah, see when he does the fireball.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
In case the fire marshal's listening. Yeah, no, that's all stuff I got. I used to do that when I lived down in Florida.
Yeah.
Bar flair competitions and stuff like that.
So I don't know what that is.
Just flipping bottles and juggling and doing them with... I used to do the bottles on fire and all that
stuff.
Really? I don't do that anymore. Just little flips here and there. And then late night, last minute, when there's only a couple people here, we'll breathe some fire, but I haven't done it in a while.
Fire breathing liquor head.
I was working at a bar, and I was a restaurant. I had a bar, and I was like... just out of college, and I was just trying to have fun. My buddies were there. I throw a glass up, and I try to catch it. I bounce it. It goes right in the ice and shatters in the ice. Awful. Then I did a tequila thing, and a tequila fell in the sanitizer. And there's a blue tequila. God's honest truth. The owner runs over. He takes it out, and he puts a cap back on. I go, that wasn't the thing. He goes, it's blue. Nobody's going to know it's tequila.
I did that when I was first learning. long time ago. And the place I was bartending at had the glassware hanging from the ceiling, like the martini glasses, wine glasses, stuff like that. And I was learning this trick where you take a bottle and you throw it behind your back, but it flips twice up over your shoulder, and then you catch it on the back of your hand in front of you. Somehow, when I threw it, the bottle ended up going sideways, and it took out like three rows of wine glasses. The glassware was above the bar, so there was like customers having dinner. Glass all
over
part of my French. Glass all over their plates, in their drinks. I was not so politely told to not do that anymore.
As in, you're fired.
Yeah.
Wow. I saw you throwing some beer bottles behind your back and catching them today.
I pretty much throw anything I can behind my back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's almost habit.
Now, can you catch it and pour it behind your back, though? Catch it upside down and pour it.
You know, something I read online was after that movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise came out, they said that it cost somewhere over $1 million for bartenders who were trying to do that, and they were breaking bottles.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Because after that movie, everybody was trying it and dropping.
It's a classic.
There's a lot of like big competitions. There's certain parts of the world that's really, really still big.
Sure.
Vegas, there's still a few really good world-known bars that they're known for bar flair.
In Germany, they still have where they toss the beer all the way down the bar.
That's cool.
To somebody, and they have contests.
Yeah, I actually had
I actually tried that. I tried that at the shop, and the guy wasn't paying attention.
I had a coworker years ago, and we used to be able to throw full pints back and forth. But I haven't tried that in a long time. I don't know if I trust anybody
Sean,
here to catch it.
Tyler lost his job. How come he hit Sean with a bottle?
Yeah,
he yelled catch. Sean went what?
Sean wants a day off. He could use a day or two.
It's pretty funny.
You know, Sean's making drinks. We got to get somebody to order something that he's never heard of.
That's a good way to get me off the podcast. Uh-huh. He's coming straight over here to get me a guarantee.
You know, we got to get somebody to order, ask him for, excuse my language, a dirty vagina. And say to him, can I have a dirty vagina? And see what he says.
Have you guys met Zach? Our barback that's here.
Yep. Good kid.
But I like to mess with him a little bit. So one day we were in here and I told the other bartender, I think it was when Elise was still here.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, I'm going to mess with Zach a little bit. So I went into my office and I was looking at where I store all the liquor. And he comes in and he's like, what are you looking for? And I said, I can't find this bottle. I just brought it in. I don't know where it went. And he's like, well, what is it? I'll help you look for it. And I said, it's the Labia Minora 12 year. And he's like, oh, all right. I was like, maybe it's out on the bar. Will you go ask Elise if she's seen it?
Oh, no.
So he goes out and he goes right after me and goes, hey, do you know where the Labia Minora 12 is? And she just starts laughing. She goes, is Tyler looking for it? And he's like, yeah. She's like, well, I don't know where it is, but let's go see if we can find it. So she comes back here with him, and I'm trying to hold it together. And he's like, yeah, I can't find it. And I'm like, I don't remember what it looks like. I don't have my phone on me. Zach, can you Google it? And click images so I can see what the bottle looks like.
Yeah.
And he Googles it and looks it up, and he's like, oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, that's great. What is the oddest strength that anybody's ever asked you for? Oh, the strangest.
Mm.
So, for me at our shop, we're more cigar heavy, and we have liquor and alcohol. So I can't speak to that as much as these guys. I mean, these guys are professional, true bartenders. That you guys probably get some weird stuff. I mean, we don't even have all the stuff to make all this stuff. We have mostly beer and scotch and bourbon, and we're not making fancy drinks. We'll do old fashions, but most of our clientele doesn't ask for that stuff. So
okay. Tyler?
One of my strangers actually came today. I was completely caught off guard. He ordered a double sweet vermouth on ice.
Sweet vermouth.
He ordered a sweet vermouth double on ice. And I asked like three times, like, do you want sweet vermouth on ice? And he's like, yeah. That's a rough one to put down.
Why? What makes it sweet? Is it the type of alcohol that's sweet?
Yeah. It's a mixer, really. Yeah. What 99.9% of the population uses it for.
Wow. What about you, Kaylee? What's the strangest drink anyone's ever asked you?
I think the strangest thing is when somebody comes up to me and says something like, oh, can I get a Gimlet or whatever? And it's like, they use like odd names. Like everyone knows like Cape Cod's like Vodka Cran.
Right.
And I'm like, man, what is that? And then it's like.
Oh, Gimlet's famous, yeah.
Right. So let's say like weird names. I've had like other people come up with different weird names and I Google it. And I'm like, so you want a vodka water? Like, you know what I mean? I was like, you couldn't just ask for that. Like,
well, you know what?
It's when they use these crazy names and I'm just like, wait a minute.
In Florida,
it's a Jack and Coke. Like, why'd you call it like something?
In Florida, I heard the name Ranch Water.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of drink is
it's
ranch
actually really
water?
Good.
That's a popular one. That's just tequila, soda water,
right.
And lime, and then salt. Salt's key ingredient.
Wow. They make that in a can, though.
Yeah, a lot
it's
of
not
them.
As
you
good
buy,
in a can.
You can buy in a can, though.
It's not as good.
Oh, I
good.
Thought you meant in prison. I'm sorry.
Yeah, not Mike.
That's
where
like
he hides
like,
the can.
I'll tell you guys.
How do you get ranch out of tequila and lime?
And the other thing that I read online was the famous Boilermaker can be made four ways. Do you know the four ways a Boilermaker?
Couldn't tell you one of them.
Well, a Boilermaker, my 21st birthday, if you guys all know me, I don't drink a lot, but I have not touched Jack since 21 years of age. And it's because on my 21st birthday, they made me Boilermakers. And basically, they fill up a beer and they would drop a shot of Jack into it. And you have to down them both. Sort of like how you do with an Irish car bomb.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Those are fun.
And 3 days I spent in Cooley Dickinson Hospital.
Jeez.
With a 0.28 alcohol level. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'll tell you a quick part of the story. I was 22, right out of college. My mom worked in a restaurant, ran a restaurant. She got me a little bartending kit, right? So I show up my first day, the kind of divey bar. I got my shaker, all my little things. And I'm doing beers. I'm doing all these things and, you know, a couple whiskeys. Finally, somebody orders a drink. I'm like, yeah, I could use my thing. I take the ice, put the ice in my shaker. I take the rum. I take the Coke. And I'm like, I get to shake the out of this thing finally. I shook the out of a rum and Coke.
All over the place.
Throw some Mentos in there.
I should have rum and Coke. Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
That's some funny stuff. All right. So how are you guys doing on your cigar here?
Good. Good. Good.
This is a cigar podcast. Well, it's a beer the bartender podcast, yeah. Too.
This is an Avo?
Nope, not an Avo.
HVC?
So, for the bartenders, when somebody asks you to pair a cigar, like Kaylee, Killer's usually there. But if Killer's not there and somebody walks in off the street, as many people do, and say to you, you know, listen, I want to get a Guinness Stout. What goes good with a Guinness Stout? What would you say?
Oh, I'm a looker. So I go in the humidor and I'm like, just judge by my eyes. And I'm like, try this one out first out. They usually trust me.
Yep.
I'm the best for when people come in and they are like first timers. Like, obviously, you go to your Leather Roses and
right,
the small,
right,
simple
right.
ones. And I'm like, yeah, I got your back. Like, show you
no problem.
Go. And take it from there.
What about you, Tyler?
Well, with Guinness,
if you drink-
I pay more attention to whiskeys, but Guinness is such a...
Okay, I'll change it.
Neutral kind of
I'll change it.
Go with anything.
Somebody comes in, they ask you for a
Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace. What would you recommend for a cigar?
The Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a bartender. I don't know a ton about cigars. But what I do know is about tasting bourbons and different bodies of
right.
liquor and stuff like that. So basically, I judge it off of ABV and the strength of the booze.
Yep.
So if you have a really... Somebody's drinking a really bold whiskey,
he's
like a Stag Junior that's sitting
right.
at like 130 proof.
Yeah.
You're not going to give them a Connecticut wrap, like a super
right.
light cigar, because the cigar is going to be completely, you know, masked by how big that drink is, and vice versa. So Buffalo Trace sits at like 90 proof, I bet, I believe. So I'd go with something a little bit, you know, medium to lighter, because 90 proof, it's not going to hit you too hot. So.
Okay.
I go off that.
And Walter.
So for me, you know, just even picking cigars for people is always a challenge, right? Whether they want to drink or not. Just picking a cigar for somebody, because I've been burned. I've picked cigars that I think they might like, And the guy's like, this is the worst cigar I've ever had in my life. And I had a guy one time that said, that cigar is so bad, I'm going to buy the whole box just to throw it away. So, you know, you can look at somebody, and it's hit or miss, man. It really is tough. So I kind of just tend to shy away from the liquor side of it and just go to what they like for cigar profile. And
right.
And
I mean, you're a little bit different. Yeah. So each of you are very different. Okay. Walt is a cigar guy.
Yeah.
You know, who also happens to own a bar and is the one of the bartenders.
That's really what we want in our culture that we've agreed on as the group of partners is we're, you know, a cigar shop that has liquor and a compliment.
Right.
It's not a bar. And,
it's not
and you
a
guys
bar.
Are different because you guys are professional bartenders that have a you know, beautiful bar. We have a beautiful bar as well, but it's you guys know your liquor and really all that more than I can say I do.
Right.
So now you think you get that question the other way around most of the time, though?
What's that?
Someone would come up with a cigar and be like, hey,
yeah.
You know, does it, you get a, yeah. the question that way.
I think
way.
That's easier. That's easier to do because you know. You know you'd be like,
yeah, well, even that, like a lot of times, I don't know, it's so tough. You really have to know how to like judge somebody. I always start with questions. Like my number one question is always, you know, what's your go-to? What do you normally drink? Because like what you're drinking today. Is,
yeah, that's a perfect example right here.
It's so
yeah.
unique that if you're somebody that is a bourbon purist, you only want straight bourbon, no fun barrel finishes, none of the new age style stuff, then you're going to hate that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he actually is drinking Penelope Rio, which is Penelope's 4-grain bourbon.
That stuff's good.
Yeah.
You're drinking 4-grain bourbon?
But they're finishing it in four grain.
Oh, I'm going. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's
only
sucking them down.
Yeah, no, so four grain. Instead of having just corn, rye, and malted barley, it also has wheat in it. So that's a uniqueness of Penelope. But this is their Rio, so they finish this bourbon in honey-soaked Amburana,
wow.
which is Brazilian oak.
Yeah.
So you have a ton of different like barrel influences on it. But if you're a guy that only wants straight bourbon, none of that crazy stuff, you're not going to like it. So you have to ask questions. I always ask, what do you normally go for? Things like that. So, and then on the flip side of it, if they're asking you for a suggestion, odds are they're not a super educated whiskey drinker.
Right.
So they're not going to be able to pull certain flavors and stuff like that. So the pairing really isn't going to work for somebody that doesn't have a trained palate.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you one last question, and it's interesting because the state of New Hampshire has this all over the news. The state of New Hampshire has a bill coming up that they are going to keep their establishments open later at night. So instead of closing at 2, I suspect.
It's 1:30.
What,
it's 1:30 now.
It's 1:30 now. I suspect they're going to go to 3, like a lot of the New York places. Mm.
So I saw, yeah, so they're changing last call from 1 to 2. So right now, last call is 12:45, you're done by 1. Now you got to do 1:45, done by 2. So probably going to be open till like 2:30.
So what? How will that change?
I'm not going to get home till 4.
Like here at Twins, on a Friday or Saturday night, will they stay open?
Probably not. Nothing good happens after midnight in the bar.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it. No, I kind of know the answer of Killer because he'll keep his place open.
He'll basically, I mean, bartender's choice over there. Like, if I want to keep it and close it, sure.
Right.
But if there's people in there and there's opportunity to keep making money, yeah,
right.
You know
then
what
you'll
mean?
Do.
I'll stay open always. But
yeah, we
it is a different, you got to watch out for the crazies that come around late at night like that for sure.
Yeah, especially where you are, like on the heart of Elm Street, like you have people just walking down the road. Just got kicked out of another bar. They see you're still open.
So back years ago, like 10 years ago, it was open. It was 2:00 last call, and they ended up changing it like to, you know, the 1 because of all the crime and stuff that was going on, like in the cities and everything. I'm surprised that they're extending it again. But
especially with the way Manchester has been in the past 6 years.
Do you guys have non-cigar smokers just come in for a drink? Hey, it's a cool bar.
Absolutely.
I like the layout. You got a lot of bourbons.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I have non-drinkers that come in too, always. What? They're coming for cigars, getting non-alcoholics, or just have water.
What is the biggest tip you ever got in your whole career?
Don't say 2 to 3 inches.
hey, make it 1.5.
All right.
That's like 7 inches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I nothing major. I mean, I you know, my mom comes in and gives me like $50.
Okay.
Brings me a plant, a pie, and $50.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys probably got some. It's tough to tell, right? Because when it's busy,
right?
And you're stuffing money in a, you know, you're stuffing money in a jar. You're not paying attention, right? For the most part, unless somebody says you did a great job. Here's $100, but you know, you guys might see that doing fancy stuff, flipping a couple drinks around. Yeah. Somebody might throw you some big money, but
yeah, I mean, you get all kinds of like really good big tips. I think here. My biggest tip ever was like $400.
Holy
But I had one at one of the nightclubs, but it was split between three bartenders, but it was $2,000. But the tab was like $7,500.
Wow. Wow.
But we, you know, $100 on $50, that happens, you know.
Where you get some of the ball stars in some of the stores, like in Bedford. You got some pro players that go in there. What's your biggest tip?
At Castro, it's probably like, I mean, like, I'd say, like, if somebody was, like, coming in, like, an average, like, big tip would be, like, you know, like, $50, things like that. Yeah. Sometimes I'll get, like, you know, like, the good, like, hundreds here and there.
It's always good to see those.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like, I mean, we've had times where, like, we were about to close up and they're like, oh, just give me one last drink. And the guy, like, gave me, like, $200 just for, literally gave him and his buddy one drink. They chugged it and walked out the door and he's like, just thanks for having me.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was good, but never saw them again. Yep. For regulars and people that come through, yeah, 50. 100.
Are you guys selling cigars?
Look at that. Look what he made.
Wow. Wow. Love it.
Look at that. And it's layered.
Use some Baileys in there, but I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you.
Put a straw in and suck it out.
Do you guys sell cigars at the bar as well here? Or like at Castro's as well? Because like
They got a back room.
Yeah, for us, everything's all combined, right? Cigars and liquor and everything is all one bill at the end of the night. You guys have a humidor downstairs and a point of sale down there.
Here downstairs is a completely separate entity. So I hold my own separate inventory up here. Yeah. Everything just gets transferred, but the inventory is completely separate from downstairs. We don't do a ton of business out of that until we close downstairs, but you can tell, you don't even need to look at what time it is because at 9 o'clock, people just start asking for cigars up here and you know downstairs must be closed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. How was it?
This?
Yeah.
Extra creamy.
Extra creamy? Did he make it right?
She's got a espresso martini.
It's perfect. Sean did a good job.
Special.
That's pretty cool. You guys make a real... I've never seen that before. That's really cool. You just shake the espresso a lot?
Yeah, you just shake it. I tend to pile them as high as humanly possible.
I know.
And that way it makes it like such a pain to drink and people only order one of them.
That's smart.
On a Friday night.
I was going to switch to tequila. But.
Hey, that's
I've been in here before when it's been absolute. Like, Kaylee, I've walked in when you've had 50, 60 people waiting for drinks, and it's insane.
And is it?
And running
excuse
around.
Excuse me, did you say waiting? That never happens.
That's true. That never that happens. I know.
You know the phobia you were speaking about? Yeah, that also never happens in my life.
That's true.
Yeah, Kaylee is so fast when it's busy.
Yeah.
It's like I'll sit at the end of in the corner in the bar there and I'll just watch. It's just amazing
it's very
to watch
good.
How fast you are. And I don't know how you can hear what they're saying. It's so loud in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like...
seasoned
awesome.
Bartender doesn't really listen. You kind of read lips at a certain point.
It's like eyes in the back of my head. I'm like, I know Joey and Bill are walking in right now, and I'm going to make their drinks before they even see their faces coming through the door.
It's crazy how fast time goes by when it's that busy.
Yeah.
You're like, it's like best. 4 hours just flew by. Like, how did that happen?
Okay. Not looking at the clock is definitely bartender's best.
No, I remember nights when you just you take an empty beer and you just throw it over your shoulder and it lands in the trash can.
Always.
And I'm like, how does she know it's there? But she says, I'm not going to take the time. I'm just going to toss this.
That's when you need to move the barrel.
Yeah, 3 inches moving.
Whack! She inches. Hits the Jenga. Oops.
Right?
That's great.
Castro's, like, tough to judge when it's going to be busy. Like, some days, like, weather is a huge factor for us. I feel like when it's nice out, people tend to stay home. Is Castro's kind of the same way? Or?
It's like a give and take, like... Either it's super nice out and it's going to be loaded, or it's nice and people are gone.
You guys are on Elm Street, though, too. So you also, just sit out front and watch.
The outside summertime is real good.
You also have a college that's within a quarter mile of their establishment.
Yeah.
So all the 21-year-olds come in late at night for cigars.
You catch a lot of fake IDs?
I've seen some weirdos come in, and I'm just like, just get out. Come on. I was like, come on. We're not doing that game around here.
That's the tough thing about being a bartender, though, because you don't know. You could have a $100 night, and you can have a $500 night. And it's like, you're trying to budget, you're trying to pay bills, and it's like, how do you know? You know what I mean? And you're waiting. You're up to the, you know, how well the business promotes it and how well you do with the clientele. And it's hard to hire somebody and say, hey, you're going to have a consistent income, right, in this business.
Yeah.
Having a good following, good regulars and stuff is also, well, like, you know, if you bring, I've been working in bars and stuff since I was 18, so, like, there's a good, like, following that comes through.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, and if you go somewhere else, people are going to follow you to that bar and that type of thing. Yeah.
Well, that's like, I was the same way years ago when we were in the nightclubs. We had tons of, like, regulars that would come and visit me, and then I got out of the industry for 9 years, so coming back into it, all my regulars are married, divorced, remarried, and like three kids, so they're not coming.
Yeah, they get out once a week on, like, to watch football.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen.
Okay. All right, ladies. We got to do the cigar here because I'm running out of cigars.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting. It looks like you already took yours off.
Yeah, I took it off, but I left the cover
inside.
Okay.
The band is
I got one more guess.
Look at that. Oh, you can do
What's
that.
What's the one more guess?
That works. CAO?
That would be. Let me get.
No. Yeah. That's actually a good guess. Let's get that.
Okay. You want to do a rating? Before
yeah, let's do the ratings. So let's start up with Sparky. Give me a rating on this.
I like it. It has a lot of interesting flavor to it. I get like a little chocolate flavor out of it. I'm going to say like a 8.6.
Okay. GC.
Yeah, it's a good cigar. I'd buy it. I'd go with like a 7.8.
White chocolate.
1 to 10, right? I ask this every time. 1 to 10, 10's the best. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the worst score we've ever given?
Well, you blew it out of the water because we all went with ones and twos, and you said, it's a five.
Yeah,
man.
This is a nice cigar. It burns well. It smokes well. Feels well. Looks good. 7.45.
Okay. Big Coast.
I enjoyed the cigar. It's got a flavor. I can't put a finger on it, but... It's not bad. It's not the greatest cigar I had, but it's not too bad. I could go for another one, so I'll give it a 7.
Okay. I absolutely hated the taste at the beginning, but it smokes well. It's built well. I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
See, I hate to give it a bad rating because if I don't know who it is and then the rep comes in, he's, what are you doing?
Right. Well, Dave.
That's the tough challenge.
I actually like this cigar. The retrohale on this thing is great. It's burning great and haven't had to. I did run out of room and my cover started burning, so I stopped smoking it and let it go out. But I'm going to do a 9 on this one. I really like this one.
Okay, Kaylee.
I'm going to have to say that I really like it. I think it was a lot stronger for the first couple pulls, but it smoothed out a lot more. So. I would definitely smoke this again. Somebody doesn't smoke a huge variety of different cigars.
Yep.
I would say an 8, 7.5, 8.
Okay.
The fact that I'd smoke it again.
And Tyler,
what do you guys usually do your ratings on? Like
1 to 10.
1 to 10.
What do you base it off? Flavor?
Ten is phenomenal.
What's the criteria?
Yeah.
Construction, flavor, how well you're drawing off of it, how well it smokes.
If this was an alcohol, what would you rate it? If this was a whiskey, what would you rate it?
I mean, I would just judge it off of how it smokes. Like, same with whiskey, I like how I feel when I drink it, but I thought it smoked really well, burned really, really well. I'd probably go with like 8.3.
Okay.
We can open them up now if you want.
Silent.
See what we got?
No way.
This is a Silent 13.
Wow, 8.0. Wow. Well, we have an 8, which makes it a good cigar.
Silent 13.
Wow.
So what made you guys pick this one this week?
Nothing particular.
Yeah.
I got these out of... downstairs. Well, I'm not supposed to say that.
Whoa.
Silent, no kidding. Huh?
Silent 13. Yep.
Wow.
So, I like the Lance in this. It's called the 99 Problems. Silent 13 Lance is really good. So, based on that, I figured this would be pretty good in my wheelhouse, and it was.
Fabulous.
So, there we go. All right. Current events. All right, who's reading tonight?
Alex.
There's no pictures on this thing.
No pictures.
Okay.
All
right. McGroin, you might be saved here.
Yeah,
we're going to find out. The bar is at 5.
All right. Well, we are starting at Two Guys Smoke Shop, Salem, Nashua, and Seabrook, New Hampshire. Father and son slash daughter cigar dinner with the Agonosa owner Eduardo Fernandez and his son Max at the Roma Restaurant in Haverhill, Saturday, June 15th, 6 p.m. Italian dinner and two Agonosa cigars, $59 per person. Advanced tickets only and limited seating. Then we move on to Twins in Londonderry. Pipe Club presents Beers, Brats, and Briar with Eric Stokerboy on Saturday, May 11th at 12. Limited tickets, $50 per person. Moving on, Ash Cigar Lounge, Kingston, New Hampshire. Women Wednesdays every other Wednesday, hosted by Kateria Cuevas.
Kateria
Cuevas. A special screening of Hand Rolled featuring J.C. Newman Cigar Company, hosted by Eric Newman of J.C. Newman. Wednesday, June 5th, dinner and a movie at 6 o'clock at the Saddle Up, followed by cigars in the lounge next door from 8 to 10.
Stop right there for a second. For our bartenders, J.C. Newman, what's the J.C. stand for?
Just cause.
Do you know?
Jesus Christ.
J.C. Newman.
It's close.
We did this last week. Jesus Christ. You actually said this last week.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's what I was. Were you listening or probably not?
I wasn't listening.
Bill, do you know?
No, I don't.
I do not.
Do you guys know? Alex, you know what J.C. stands for?
Not a clue.
Dave?
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar.
There we go.
That's his, like, grandfather.
Right.
Eric's grandfather. Yeah. Good.
White Chocolate, this one's for you. Grumpy Cigar Lounge, Hudson, New Hampshire. Now open at 12 noon Wednesdays through Sundays.
And Tuesdays, too. What time do you open Tuesdays?
We're thinking about moving towards, we're kind of private, open soft, opening on Tuesdays right now.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the point probably by the end of the summer we're open full-time on Tuesdays.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then we got Cigar Shenanigans, North Conway and Littleton, New Hampshire. I was just up there last week. 10% discount to all first responders and veterans. 20% discount for active military members. Eli's Smoking Lounge, Nashua, New Hampshire. Stogie Wednesdays, all cigars and whiskeys, 20% off. Ladies Night Thursdays at 8 to 12, $5 cocktails for the ladies. The Diplomat Cigar Lounge, Keene, New Hampshire. Rocky Patel Cut and Light with Mike the Cop. Friday, May 17th from 4 to 10. Every Monday, it's military appreciation with 20% off for active duty and veterans. Every Tuesday, all police, fire, and EMS personnel get 20% off their entire bill. Ladies' nights are on Thursdays.
Oh, and they get all that good top shelf liquor in, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Then let's see, we're going down to the Tobacco Shack, Raleigh, Massachusetts. The Celtics and Bruins playoff games are on at the Shack.
While they're still in it.
We'll see
how long that lasts.
Then Victory Bar and Cigar, Worcester, Mass. The Victory open at Shining Rock Golf Club in Northbridge, Mass on Monday, June 10th. $600 per foursome. Golf, food, cigars, and more. Support our veterans, reserve today. Havana Cigar, Warwick, Rhode Island. Forge Cigar Dinner with Jim Price on Thursday, May 16th at 6 p.m. $30 per person, includes dinner and two cigars.
Yeah, they do a bang-up job on their cigar dinners down there.
Nice.
It's well worth it.
Here we go. Mr. J's Havana Cigar Lounge in Coventry, Rhode Island. A place that I've been dying to get down there.
No, I'll have to drag you down.
Yeah,
check
we'll
this place
take
out.
You in the limo.
They are having live music Saturday nights from 8 to 11 p.m.
Paul, first thing the GC is going to say is, where's Miserable Nick?
That's right. Then you got the White Ash Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Ladies' nights, Wednesdays, 6 to 12 with drink specials. Boulevard Grill and Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Comedy night, Saturday, May 18th, 6 p.m., $25 per person. And we got one more in Rhode Island. It is Vintage Cigar Lounge and Club, Westerly, Rhode Island. Military Mondays, all active military members receive 10% off their individual bill with valid ID. Moving further south, we have Best Cigar Pub, Drums, Pennsylvania. Pub quiz on Wednesday, May 8th. at 7 p.m. And where Ricky loves to go, down to Florida. Cigar Quarters, Haines City, Florida, Military Appreciation Week, with a free cigar or wine for all active duty and veterans. Monday, May 13th through Friday, May 17th. Coast Guard Monday, Air Force, that's a typo on you there, Dave.
Huh? Oh,
Air Force Tuesday, Navy Wednesday, Army Thursday, and Marine Corps Friday.
And Girl Scout Saturday.
Last week got Corona Cigar in Orlando, Florida. Howard G. Cigars event. Sand Lake, Friday, May 10th from 3 to 7 p.m.
And I believe Howard G. is the owner of the Black Moses. Very good cigar.
Yep. And that's it for the current event.
That's all we got.
Sweet. Thank you.
Okay. Well, good job.
Like hey, one you. Minor thing there. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Excellent.
Local Spotlight is all your bars. So we got Kaylee's, Astros in Manchester. Last week we did... We were at Castro's in Nashua. Yeah, we were upstairs at the conference table.
They were
been upstairs
building
over
the
there?
Bar.
Sorry?
Have you been upstairs in Nashua?
No.
Unbelievable.
It's a huge room up there. It's really cool. It's really neat. And lots of room up there for hanging out. And it overlooks the river, too, which is kind of nice. In Manchester, can't wait for the summertime because
summertime
sitting out on the sidewalk over
awesome.
There is just nothing compares to. And then over here at Twins, we got the sinus fixed. The neon's going now.
Yeah, got it up and running again.
It's all good. So there's always something going on at Twins. We've got lots of events always here.
Yeah.
And down at the Grumps, the Grumpies in Hudson.
Yep.
You guys rearranged the shop over there. I liked what you did. You put the lockers out in the retail area. That was a big deal.
We got guys that just come in and do stuff. Like we have a firefighter, Jim, was in there, and he set up the exhaust system in the back now. Mm-hmm. I go for 2 days. I come in, and things have changed. I don't know how to turn the fans on.
Right.
It's constantly constantly changing and improving over there.
Yeah.
We got some really good regulars and friends that just show up and do stuff.
Yeah, you guys have done a nice job over there. Making it more homey.
Yep.
It was homey before.
Yep.
It's even more homey now.
Yeah, it's come a long way.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if you want to do the cigar bar crawl, these bars are not that far from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're within, it's less than a half an hour.
You know, it's funny, I come in here, a lot of the guys that come into my shop any given time are here. They were sitting right here. And same, I mean, we have, we were talking about earlier, we got about, all the same guys coming through.
And what's amazing is they'll come through, and then at the end of the night, they all show up at Castro's.
I was just going to say, I have a certain group that around midnight every night, we're going to go see Kaylee. All right.
They go beat up Kaylee.
I stay open late for you.
Yeah. Somebody's got it.
Yeah. At midnight, I'm tits up. I'm sleeping. we don't stay open that late, so we close up and everybody goes up north. So.
Cash shows is the happy ending for everybody.
Yeah,
open till 1:30 every night. Last calls at what, quarter at 12?
Quarter at 12, but got to be outside and on that sidewalk by 1:30.
Yep, it's all good. All right, so then everybody's got some podcast juice here. So what's everybody drinking? I got the Bullet here. What do you got?
Tonic water and lime.
Ditto.
I just wrapped up my Woodford. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
What are we doing next, Tyler? Because I had the Penelope. What am I? What's the next?
You want another bourbon?
I think so. Yeah.
Give me a minute.
All right. That's the fun thing about having a bourbon guy. You can kind of recommend stuff. So.
Bourbon, Elijah Craig 18. That's
Elijah Craig 18.
That is an incredible bourbon.
Yeah.
That's good. So what do you got over there?
It's an espresso martini, but we're going to be switching to tequila real quick.
Favorite tequila.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. You're not driving.
Mahedi is really good. That one's really good, Menta. And right now, most of these places around that I go to, like say for food, is like Casamigos Reposado. Yeah. They don't really have too much Don Julio. They don't have too much like high top shelves. At least a Manch, for just a tequila on the rocks.
Yeah.
You know what I like? That's not even close to top shelf. Mi Campo.
Campo.
Just a couple of limes and some ice. I'm good.
As long as it's not Hornitos, all right? Just get up.
What is your favorite drink to make?
Mine?
Yes.
I don't really have a favorite. I don't mind making anything, really. I like pouring whiskey. And I like pouring tequila. I love my favorite to drink and talk about is tequila. And then, whiskey. So, but I like doing those because a lot of times people want to talk about them, too. So
we got one more over here. Bill is drinking the Guinness.
I just finished a double Woodford Reserve.
Oh, that too. Okay.
Yeah. Was and I'm washing it down with my Guinness right now.
Yep.
And Tyler's on the clock here, so he's got the Liquid Death, which is non-alcoholic. Yeah. You know what's really good is the seltzer made with the hops there.
The Lagunitas.
No, the hoppy.
It's fuzzy. Like it's called fuzzy something.
There's a couple different ones. Yeah, it's like a hop water. Yeah,
That one was Dave. The one that he's talking about is 603. But the Lagunitas one is really good. That you get a little more lime like out of it.
Lime citrusy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like pouring draft beer. That's my thing. I'm a beer guy. We got cold glasses in the freezer, so with me pouring beer, you never know what you're going to get. You're going to get a ton of head, and you're going to get a good pour. So it's like every time I do it, it's different.
It's like a box of chocolate.
The times I don't really like it.
Is it going to work?
I don't think everyone's complaining about that.
Yeah.
I will say, though, one thing I do like about Tyler here is that if I don't know what I want to drink, if I just want a cocktail,
yeah, man.
It's like, hey, you know what? I want a cocktail. Give me something with some whiskey in it and just make it happen. Mm-hmm. And he's come out with some pretty good concoctions.
Does that happen a lot when people say, oh, just make me something?
My favorite thing in the world at Castro's is I call them buckets. People walk up and they go, not really quite sure, just like he said, and I'll either, you know, ask maybe a couple small questions, sweet, sour, like fruity, non-fruity, and I just... Yep, I call him a f**k, and I go, what's in it? And I go, anything the f**k I want to put in it. And there is a large abundance of amount of, like, and, you know, as bartenders, like, there's a few, like, short three, like, key ingredients that you can just throw a couple of things in, and it'll make any sort of cocktail. Uh-huh. So.
I truly come to the back of the room at a certain time, because I love when you say, drink up, mother. Last call.
Time to go.
Last call, motherfuckers. I love that.
Yeah. Get the f*** out.
Get the f*** out. I want to go home.
Yeah. That's funny. I can end that with a quote on this.
Yes. It's perfect.
What are you drinking, Rick?
Tonic water.
Oh, okay.
I'm on a diet.
We didn't get to Rick.
He's wearing scrubs. He can't be. He's on the clock still.
No, I'm off.
Dr. Rick here now.
I'm off. I can tell you my wife's going to be happy tonight. She'll be taking oxys. She broke her shoulder tonight. Oh, and she's leaving for Florida. I'm driving her to the airport in the morning. And we called my daughter, and she was like, yeah, she's leaving, which means 8 days I'll be alone, Dave.
Okay.
The fire pit will be open. The smoke hut will be open. She saw the glass top fireplace I bought right after she told me, you better not buy that. I already bought it. So what do you say? Okay, hon.
Little tabletop.
Santa Claus came early, sweetheart.
It's a little tabletop fire pit. Going to go right in his smoke hut there. It's got like a little screen house. It's going to go right on the table in there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Propane's going to go underneath it.
I know where I'm going Friday night.
Might have the week off over here, so I'll be waiting for the invite. Yeah.
No problem. We'll pick you up.
How long
we'll
are you saying that you got to be off your feet?
I mean, it's like waitable now. So he said, like, don't go to work for the next week. I mean, I can, but if I go the next week, I'll have like a longer heal time.
So he's
like, take another week, 6-8 weeks with the brace and physical therapy and stuff. I'm dying to get back behind the bar. So
for the listeners,
Guillermo better hook it up with some big tips when you get back behind that bar.
So for the listeners that don't know, she broke her knee, right?
I dislocated my left knee
wrestling in the kitchen.
Yep.
You're going to come up with a better story. You saved a baby from a bear.
Yeah. Actually, we should bring Guillermo over here.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on one second.
Tissues, got a good brace going Guillermo! Down. Guillermo!
Here, I'm going to give him my headset.
Let's interview the culprit.
You got to go back to work. Okay. Yep. Your hour is up, huh?
Yeah,
thanks, Tyler.
I can't have Sean do everything.
I'll get mine.
All right. Thank you, guys. Okay. That was fun.
Hell yeah. Hey.
All right. We're going to play him out.
Thank you, Tyler.
See you later, Tyler.
So does this work? I just hear it.
Hi. Guillermo.
Can you hear us, Guillermo? Can you hear us?
It's you talking.
It's you.
I hear like 10 voices.
That guy sounds like me.
Who's this?
We're all dying to know.
Is that other people in the...
It's just us.
Okay.
Just us right here.
Dying to know what happened.
Oh, it was you talking.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
I was a little confused there.
So we're dying to know, how did this all go down? I will tell you, we heard from Bill saying, I told you, don't do this. Don't do this. It's not a good idea. What happened?
It was not a good idea.
Whose idea was it?
All right, it was my idea to grapple, wrestle in the kitchen at 4:30 in the morning.
It was five.
After you're all like, drinking.
I think at five is when five, the injury happened.
And what did Tyler say? Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what Tyler said before.
Yeah.
To be fair, I definitely took this guy down.
We heard.
And
she
he goes, oh, she's serious. And I go, let's reline up.
Yeah.
And then...
So, yeah, we were actually, at one point, I was like, I think I had enough. And he said, no, let's do this again. And then, like, yep, long story short.
10 seconds later, that, bang.
Right after you said that. It was like 10 seconds after you said that.
What was it like to walk into Castro's?
I thought I was going to get murdered, honestly.
Knowing that she's like the queen and very protected.
So, Ed and I were walking in, and he goes, like, I'm going to wait for you at the door so we can walk in together. I'll hold your hand, and then that way.
Anybody say anything to you?
No, actually, you know who was really mad? It was Emily. She's
really?
Like, I gotta work because of your ass.
yeah, Emily and Savannah are the other two bartenders there, and they gotta cover all Kaylee's shifts now.
So she charged me $12 for
grateful
Guinness.
For their
Guinness, $12.
Yeah,
you bastard.
She's like, it's gonna be $12 for Guinness. I'm like, I guess.
Oh boy.
Cutting me down on my income over here. I'm starting a second job this coming week. Now I might have to wait.
All right.
We're going to
go high now.
We'll set up a GoFundMe for you. You
know? Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I thought of all kinds of
You
things.
Should set up a GoFundMe for doing it.
You must have been bumming out in the morning. I mean,
I felt like
I know. We could see in the film that you were very...
Did you go to the hospital that night? Or did you?
Wrapped an ace bandage around it eventually, and I slept with some frozen broccoli and fruit on my kneecap.
That was probably a very good idea because had you gone to the hospital, they would have taken labs. They would have known you were drunk.
I really wasn't. I really wasn't, you know? Which honestly, well, I was thinking about it, and had I had been like, if I was actually, like,
inebriated,
buzzing.
Probably wouldn't have broken anything.
Yeah, because your body's more, you know.
Pliable.
Right. It just,
like skiers when they're
just
drunk.
Like if you're in a car accident after drinking, like, you're more likely to come up with less injuries if your body doesn't stiffen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And, I didn't drink anything.
My drunk ass
that
was going to drive you
I had, like, one, I had, like, one tequila at the bar and then, like, a tequila at home. So I wasn't even messed up. And I kind of wish I was.
Oh, well, yeah, you started way after us. So, like, because Ed and I were there and we had quite a few before you showed
up. Yeah, what did I drink? A high noon and then we had one tequila at the Pine or something like that?
Yeah, something
And then
like
I had one drink at home. Oh, I had a couple of sour beers. So I definitely wasn't. And I kind of wish I was. I think it wouldn't have happened.
Right. But no, in a way, it's like, because I was going to be driving you. I was pretty faced. I'm like, all right.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I think we waited about 12 hours. I went in about like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So they're like, what took you so long? And I was like, I was hoping that it was just going to go down and I'd wake up with it fine.
Yeah. So what did they ask you? Do you feel safe at home? I think they asked
they asked me like four times.
Right in front of me too. I'm like, well, you tell them.
Are you being abused? Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
We have to ask that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, we'll get women or men in there that were victims of abuse. And we know it's abuse by looking at the type of injury.
I should have said.
We have to ask it. And if,
only when he's not there.
And every once in a while, you'll get somebody and they won't answer it. They'll just look at you.
Yeah.
And at that point, we'll bring a cop over and we'll say, the husband's or the boyfriend's out in the waiting room. You need to interview him.
Yep.
And they'll arrest them on the spot.
Yep. Wow. And sometimes they probably show
serious.
Up. Just to,
it's extremely important.
They may show up just to intimidate the person, too, just by them being
there. Oh, like you're there.
Yeah.
Like, shit,
you know what I mean?
Don't say anything. Yeah.
We always separate. That's why when we triage, we always ask and we separate whoever they're with on purpose so we can get them alone. And we usually know when they're lying.
Yeah, that's a tell, usually.
You know?
We hope to get well soon there.
Thank you.
Thank you. We were shocked.
Well, I can go back to work and I'm going to have a bar, bitch, because you got to get my beers for me. No more carrying 3-6 cases up at once for me. No. At least not for a few months.
No. We'll have to get you one of those upright segways.
Back and forth.
I got it.
Am I going to give you more, or should I? Can I take this off?
You can take that off. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you.
Not a problem, guys. Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah. I'll take a professional massage. Pay for my, you know, recovery fees.
We have a drop for Guillermo.
$17 for medication today. Where's the money?
Okay.
I took a massage course. I am a nurse. Not a problem.
That brings us to wrap up time here, I think.
Okay.
It's about that
I was just
time.
Getting started. Just second getting started. Martini down. I'm starting to flow some words.
What do you want to do?
Fast controversy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have a fast controversy if you want to do it real quick.
Okay,
it's bar related.
Just put it on the bar for me, please. Thank you.
So there's a, I was trying to go with the theme of the podcast, and I was looking up bar related controversies, and there's one down in...
Wait a minute. We're going to bring you in then. Okay, now we can do controversy.
So there's a bar in Belle Isle, Miami Beach, Florida, named the Monterey Bar. They're offering a very interesting drink that is getting a lot of flack from the city. It is called the Belle Isle Bump. So what it is a blackberry and lemon cocktail.
Well, sounds like Aunt Roberta.
But there's a clothespin, and they have a little baggie in the clothespin that kind of looks like cocaine, but it's edible glitter. But so they the town's getting a lot of flack for that, and it just reminds me because Tyler actually has a drink on the menu here that's, you know, in that same wheelhouse that's called the Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Bill Cosby is just a it's a martini, traditional martini, but it has a Tic Tac on the bottom. So, you know, just, you know, might want to watch out because apparently some higher ups in government don't like that sort of humor. But that's pretty much it. Oh, and by the way, that drink costs $24.
Wow.
Wow.
But that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, because of the Tic Tac?
Oh no! Not that. The one in Miami cost $20.
Yeah, I'm like.
All right, cocaine prices went down, huh?
Drink controversies.
Yep,
really.
And that's it, huh?
That's it.
Okay,
quick little one.
Cool.
So I had an idea that we should have a bar crawl sometime. And go to grab all the bartenders and go to each other's bars. You guys are here at Twins. You've been here before.
Of course.
Yeah. You've been here before. Yep. Actually, I've seen both of you here before. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no offense, she's not really doing much walking, so I guess crawling is the option.
Perfect candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, we could partner that with a rep and have one of the reps come along and pair it with cigars too.
Oh, you know what the problem is?
You know, get one of the guys to.
By the time they hit Manchester, those reps, are on, as we have proven.
Yeah, they can drink pretty good.
They drink pretty good.
So are we supposed to be attending the call or bartending for the call?
No, you're supposed to be attending. Part of the call.
Yeah, we'll be working,
grab
and they
the
come
bar
through
and go to all the different bars and go to each other's bar.
Very cool.
So limo? A thirsty Thursday
yes,
it is.
In the limo. Yes, in the limo.
Now, does Joey drive the limo? Somebody told me that's why he wears a suit.
Yeah. Because
Joey drives the limo.
No, I drive the limo.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if Joey can reach the pedals on the limo.
I got an extension.
He drives. Oh, okay. He drives, but he has a suit. And he said he wears a suit because he's a limo driver.
Dave had quite an experience one very special night in Pennsylvania driving the limo.
Oh, yeah.
And the only time I have ever been drunk with these guys, and I was drunk. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, Ricky made the mistake of trying to go head to head with the
Command Sergeant Major.
Command Sergeant Major. Yeah. Oh, that was
Knob
great.
Creek. Oh. After the fifth drink, I figured, well, I'm as big as he is. I can drink what he's drinking. I got news for you, George. God damn.
Doesn't work like that.
No. George was sober. I was drunk.
We were at the big house in Scranton and trying to get these guys out to go back to the ranch. And Ricky's like the last one out. And we're waiting and waiting and waiting. Limo's parked at one side of the building. I've moved it to the other side. So he comes out. There's no limo.
Walking down the street yelling, where the f*** is the limo?
You're walking, you don't bend your legs, you're that drunk. Just...
But Dave had to drive home on a very foggy night.
Yeah, and he's sitting next to me, the singing show tunes.
Touching his hair.
Touching my head. Oh, I love you.
I love you. And Dave's like,
don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Ricky, cut it out. I'm like,
That was a tough night driving there. It was really foggy.
I remember Domi had to carry me up to the bed, and then I thought, I got to pee. And Domi's like, what the f***? Piss off the porch. Just pee off the porch, Ricky. I ain't helping you. I did. I woke up that morning, I felt like death. Warmed over.
That's like a two-day hangover when you get like that.
Oh, yeah. My God. I just woke up. I put my head on the table. I was like, oh, what did I do?
Those are the worst days.
Oh. Pretty funny. That was at Pocono Palooza a couple of years ago. That was a blast.
Learned my lesson.
We always have a good time down there.
So. Okay.
So you wanted to talk some more, huh?
Me?
Yeah, yeah. No, you good?
Sometimes I'm silent. Sometimes
this
I
was your idea. I want to do a show.
Yeah, this was Kaylee's idea.
Then we had to go around.
It's not a bad one. It's good.
That's a great idea.
You guys asked me to come like for the cigar ones when you're on a Castro's and stuff. And yeah, I love it, but I'm like, what do I say?
When we go down to Rhode Island, we will take you with us in the limo. And the limo's fun because the limo has humidors in it and usually three bottles. So if we have the GC, we might have one bottle when we get done. GC's going to walk into Paul Joya's place. Oh, the guy.
What's your favorite cigar bar to go to down in Rhode Island?
Paul Joyle's, definitely. Mr. J's Havana. The reason why is he is a bar unlike any bar, including the Florida places that I've ever seen. His family is in the liquor business.
They get everything.
Every Pappy Van Winkle was there. Every Blanton was there. Just outrageous in a really, really nice cigar place.
So the ventilation in this place is unbelievable. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on just the ventilation. And the entire ceiling is perforated, and that's the exhaust. The whole ceiling is a vent.
Wow. It's incredible. It's can have 100 people smoking, and you will not see any smoke. And the owner takes you out back and shows you these monster machines out there. That's the ventilation.
Air exchangers, heat exchangers.
Have you guys been to Lou's in Providence?
Oh, yeah. That's a nice spot. We got a great story about Lou's.
All right.
We called ahead. So they put out cones in front of the fire hydrant, but they put out cones. They put a cone over the fire hydrant for our limo.
That's awesome.
We parked it in the front of the Lou's. And the problem with Lou's, and it's not a problem, they were offering Cuban coffee. Mm. So we are all drinking 5 cups of this very strong Cuban coffee.
It was good for me because I had to drive back.
We were wired, but McGroin was there, the long hauler.
And Chuck.
And Chuck and a bunch of us were pretty well.
Except for me.
We were all lit.
When I drive the limo, I don't drink at all. I can't. It's hard enough to drive that, sober. Might have a couple of pops.
I would say that's debatable, depending on how many hours you're out. One or two in the beginning, water for the rest.
Well, we went to like 5 different places, so we were doing a lot of driving. And so
we did a lot of drinking.
All right. Anyway, anything else?
That's it.
I think we're going to wrap her up here.
That's it, motherfuckers.
Last call.
Last call, motherfuckers.
You know, we've had Sean on a whole bunch of shows. What do we nickname him? We got to give you a nickname.
Sean's sitting here with his mic up in the air. Yeah. He ain't talking. He's just listening. Okay. Thanks to the panel. We got Sparky.
Oh, it was a great show. It was good to talk to you, Kayla, White Chocolate. not Kaylee. I'm sorry.
Don't make that mistake.
Yeah. And then Tyler's off working, so Sean, good to see you as always.
Yeah, thanks for manning the bar.
Tyler,
yeah.
I have another one. B-team. Tonic in line.
But yeah, good show. Can't wait to be on the next one.
All right, we got. Find my thing here. All right, we got the GC, who's always
just finish
done.
Up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Yeah, always almost done. Yeah, good show tonight, guys. Sean, thank you for letting us record here, and thank you to all the bartenders that joined us. This was a good time.
Was. Okay, the big hose.
I got big balls. Oh, I got big balls. And that sucks big balls. That's it, big balls.
Well, I had a great time tonight. My favorite bartender is Kaylee. I hang out at Castro's. But I also spent a lot of time with Mr. White Chocolate. I just found out his nickname is. And I've had a great night tonight. And Twins is always a nice place to visit and stay and have a few drinks before I head to Casper's. I love this place. And I had a great time tonight. Good cigars, good people, and I had a lot of laughs.
This was a good laugh. All right, it's Enema Boy. Nurse Rick.
This town needs an enema.
Hey, Enemas for All. Very special thank you to Kaylee and White Chocolate and Tyler and the Silent One. Thank you. Who made an amazing drink. The Silent One.
Silent Sean.
Silent Sean.
Perfect. All right. And we got Kaylee over here from Castro's.
Miss her, kiss her, love her. That girl is
poison.
Watch out for those drinks, baby.
Yeah.
Glad you guys had me. This was super fun. I would definitely go to one again for sure.
Oops.
Good time.
Thank you.
Right. Jeez, this thing is so touchy.
You just like me so much.
Trigger finger. We got the White Chocolate over here.
Looked at my kingdom. I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, this was fun. It's always fun hanging out with you guys. Appreciate the invite. Very nice place here. I'll definitely be back, especially when the weather gets nice. Well, the weather is getting nice. We can sit outside.
Sit on the deck, yeah.
Great spot.
Great, yeah. All right, the Silent Sean. We'll play Tyler's drop for you.
I got the hook one of these days.
Did Tyler have a nickname?
Yeah.
Tyler, the liquor head. Head of liquor.
He knows
very,
so much.
Very fitting. Head of liquor. No. Oh, thanks for coming in, guys. We always have a good time when you're here. Appreciate the bartenders. Sounded like a good show. I was a B team on the bar. I couldn't really participate. But
you had to fill in. Thanks for filling in.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Runs the show here.
This is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
You're the man! The man!
I still don't know of what.
All right. Thanks to the listeners. You made it through another one. Our social media tag is Cigar Hacks all over the usual channels. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook.
All right. Send us an email, CigarHacks@CigarHacks.com. We'll read it on the air. Okay. See you next time in the Cigar Hacks. Remember, we're just a bunch of hacks talking bar trivia.
And
cigars.
And Nick, thank you very much for all your commentary. The rep of reps.